Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Christmas Eve. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Mike Bell, are you ready for Christmas?
Welcome to the party, pal. Yeah, man. And Die Hard is a Christmas movie. We are ready to rock. We're working, and we're glad to be working because there's a lot of football to talk about. We throw in the Hawks looking like, Cole and Quinn Snyder stocking. More on that coming up. But yeah, I'm ready. Everybody got their shopping done?
I think so.
I heard these guys calling Andy Rennie. What the hell are you doing at like a Costco or a Walmart on Christmas Eve?
It's like they forgot.
I mean, come on.
It's like they forgot. Literally.
The date doesn't change.
No, it doesn't. And listen, I know we all are busy. We got stuff going on. But literally, are you that guy? It's 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve, I gotta get some gifts. I mean, if you're in that predicament, we feel for you. But listen, we want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a Happy New Year. We're going to be here next week as well, but do want to put that out to everyone. And Mike and I were both, we came in today and we were like, well, we know it's Christmas Eve because nobody was on the roads.
Man, if only my drive could be this easy every day.
Like
23 minutes door to door, man, rolling in here. No, I mean, parking lot's empty here at Colony Square. It's holiday cheer. So, yeah, man, hope you guys, if you're off, stay with us. We'll be with you 2 to 6. But and next week too, man. We'll be working Monday. We got a special show before Monday Night Football, and we'll be working the day after New Year's because obviously we'll have a lot to talk about, including Georgia and Ole Miss.
Can't wait. I think next week's going to be a lot of fun. Big week with college football and the playoff. But we've got to get ready for the Rams on Monday night, and that starts today. Now, normally we're at Flowery Branch on Wednesdays, but because of Christmas Eve and the Falcons' practice schedule and all that's going on, we are going to get Coach on the phone today. So he will join us sometime here in the 2 o'clock hour. So stay tuned because, again, they're coming off the practice field. And then, Mike, we get a chance to talk to Bijan Robinson today. Mm. So B's going to join us, and we'll talk to him about an amazing season. But it's not over. I know he still has other things he would love to get accomplished, and hopefully they win out because, look, winning helps. And even though we're not going to the playoffs, if you're a player and you're playing over these last couple of weeks and your team isn't going to the playoffs in the NFL, you still want to go out on a high note. And I think B feels like, hey, they still have some things to prove. We'll ask him about that,
right,
all the things that he's accomplished and much more coming up here. But he will join us right after Raheem Morris today here on the show. 404-726-0929. You can always text us. We can see all the text, guys, and find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm Ed Put'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Make sure you follow that and like us, man, and make sure you stay up on all the content that's going on. Hey, we are going to take your phone calls. We had this on our pre-show behind the curtain today, and we said, what do Atlanta sports fans want for Christmas?
Right.
You get one. You get one gift, okay? And if you're going to call in, and we'd love to hear from you, we're asking you this because you can pick the team you want to pick. It doesn't matter. It can be the Falcons, which is front and center. It could be the Hawks. Mike and I talked a lot about that, and Day-Day and O on our pre-show today as well. But it can be anything Atlanta sports that you want, okay, for Christmas. And we're going to unwrap those gifts, and you're going to say, hey, Dukes and Bell, this is what I would love to have for Christmas when it comes to the Falcons. But you only get one present, guys. You can't have five or six things because everybody right now, Mike, seems like they do want a variety of things when it comes to that football team.
Right. I know that we could talk about, you know, coaching. Some guys, I'd be surprised how many folks said they want a new owner under the tree.
Interesting.
Because, you know, as we say, fair or unfair, if Arthur's listening, you know, happy Hanukkah and happy holidays. But it's just, you know, it is what it is. The constant in the equation, you know, has been Arthur Blank and his brain trust. Whether you think Rich McKay is still part of that, and we still think he is. So, yeah, some guys may be saying that. Or a starting quarterback that can stay healthy. You know, or maybe a quarterback who's not on this roster that you covet as a free agent.
That's right. Yeah, this can go almost anywhere you want it to. I'll tell you something I want. I'm gonna take my one right now. Can I get the Hawks to play some defense? Can I get the Hawks to play? Mike, it's a different team.
We didn't play defense.
If we play defense, yep. And if they learn how to play better defense as a collective unit, if that can happen, guys, I truly believe we could go deep in the playoffs. But with the way this thing has looked the last few nights, I just got to tell you, that's what I want under the tree, Mike. Give me, as an Atlanta sports fan, a defense, a Hawks team that plays and is defensive-minded.
Yeah, I might want Mike Malone under the Christmas tree.
Okay.
The former Nuggets head coach is out there. We were talking about this off the air the other day. I think I mentioned it on our pre-show podcast, which airs around 11 o'clock on Twitch and YouTube. I may need a new approach. And by the way, before you go, here you go again.
You guys want
to fire everybody.
You want to fire everybody.
NBA coaches get fired. Hockey coaches and NBA coaches like socks, okay? So, and again, what do I owe Quinn Snyder? What has Quinn Snyder given me?
What has he given you, Mike?
Nothing. You get nothing. So all I know from Quinn, you know, other than some stylish frames, is a whole lot of nothing. This is the best team he's had. Put something together, man. Let's go. Trey's back.
404-726-0929. We're having some fun today on Christmas Eve. We will get to our Falcons conversation here with Coach Rock coming up. Dan in Sandy Springs, is that who's called in here? Let's get this thing started, Dan. What do you want as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas? What do you want?
Man, as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas, I need Arthur Blank to have the most serious look on his face and look everybody in their face and let them know that you know I'm done with the BS, right? Mm. I'm done with it. I am done with it. So, for at this point, I'm not calling for the head of Raheem, but I think he needs to have that conversation with Raheem to say, hey, brother, if I give you another shot, Zach's got to get up out of here. Mm. Also, we need to take into account and look into Rich McKay as well. Also, I need the Hawks to get it together. I need Quinn Snyder to figure out what we need to do defensively to be able to close out and finish these games, man. Ain't no way we score 150-some points and still lose.
It's so
frustrating. That's a problem, man.
It is a problem, man.
Let's go.
Dan.
Let's get it together, man.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, up 15 halfway through the third. I mean, you don't blow that game.
No.
Come on now. With Trey, and Trey's back. And that was the thing. And Trey, you know, we talked about him. He can get to the stripe. You know, last night, and you and I talked about this earlier, it's like, whoa, really? An off-the-ball foul. Sometimes bodies get tangled, you know. But it was a call the ref had to make. Because Reece Hoshea, it's pretty obvious. It's blatant. And it's one you rarely see, especially at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Thought for sure we were going to OT.
I did too.
State your source.
We are. Trey, we are. Good phone call. Way to get us started. Ralph is riding on I-20. They see me rolling.
Hey, man.
They hating. Ralph, hey, man, what do you want as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas?
Man, for Christmas, as an Atlanta sports fan, I want some professional pride in all of our teams.
Ooh.
I'm sick and tired of our teams being able, letting other teams come in here and set records, dunk on us indiscriminately. I mean, all of it is just shameful. Every time I turn on TV, somebody's setting a record against one of our teams.
It's fair.
I'm tired of it.
It's fair.
Fair, man.
Merry Christmas, Ralph. Merry Christmas.
He's mad as hell. And he ain't going
to
take it.
I was about to say.
He's also on I-20, which, you know, that might not be a pleasurable experience. If you're going west, you know, which was Alabama, those people do not know how to drive.
No, it's true. Sorry. They see me rolling. Yeah. Hey, man, he said professional pride. That's interesting.
Right.
Mike. That's interesting.
No, it's a great point. I mean, the NBA has three faces, okay? Despite what they've done with this in-season, they go, nobody gives a crap.
Don't tell Steve Kuhn.
It's true. You've got the preseason, which is, I mean, it's too short, means nothing. So nothing's done, nothing's coached, and some guys have surgery right before preseason. Then you have this before the All-Star break, and that's it means a little bit more. But then the only time that really means anything is after the All-Star break when everybody gets serious, kicks it into gear. And I'm just curious, you know, we got to get Kristaps Porzingis off this roster because he's just not giving you anything. Whatever the health concerns are, it is what it is. So I was excited about maybe seeing there was always a long shot call they were going to retain him because that's going to be a big deal.
It was.
Even at this stage of his career. But now I don't even get to see him with Trey and the whole gang. So at the trade deadline, were you going to trade for more defense? I mean, you have Dyson Daniels. He was in street clothes last night. That did hurt you.
It did. First time he's missed. But I still feel like you have to have a defensive mindset. Listen, we've said this. I've said it on this show for years. Defense is effort. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to put the effort in to at least close out, get in the face of a guy, close out on shooters, do the things that are necessary, you know, you're not going to get the stops you need. And a lot of this is not about athletic ability. Guys, this day and age of shutting down guys in the NBA is done. Mm-hmm. All these guys are too good offensively. Trust me. None of these guys, you're not shutting down any of the elite players in the NBA. When I say shut down, I'm talking about holding a guy to like 6 points. He's got to have a terrible shooting night, and it's more than likely that it happens on his end than it does because you put defense in his face. You just got to be in the way, Mike. And that's what bothers me a lot of times. We're not even in the way. Guys getting easy layups, free runs to the basket, right. Wide open fast break. Like, come on. That's what's bugging me.
And that was the thing last night. Giddey takes it right.
I thought we were a little soft on the ball.
Well, that's the thing. Trey can't defend Josh Giddey, so why is that even a thing?
Good point.
You know, on the switch. And I got to go back and remember how that one developed. But, you know, Giddey just takes it right over Trey to the basket. Now, I thought the same thing last night. Randy Lewis. A damn fool, he hits up. That's his tag on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he says, and I thought the same thing. Be a good team if Trey stops doing dumb blank in the fourth, shooting from the logo with up six. Actually, I looked it up. That 32-foot 3-point shot, they were up four. Now Trey shooter's going to shoot.
You don't need that.
But that's
just state your source.
Well,
yeah,
I saw it, Trey, and that's something I said to you on Monday. I said when Trey comes back, none of this stuff from the hip. You know, I mean, when you're feeling it. You weren't feeling it last night. You couldn't hit anything from outside. So to put up a circus shot at that point, that's dumb.
You know what that is, Mike?
Not worried.
We are. That's hero ball.
Correct.
That's we're up four. If I hit this three, we go up seven. Look at me.
Right. Work it inside. Get Jalen Johnson involved. That's dumb.
Come on, Trey.
And that's just bad. That's bad decision making. And, you know, I saw guys already jawing with Ray, with Trey's dad. 4-game losing streak. Says Trey's back. Here we go.
Yeah.
And, Trey's dad, Ray goes, that's clickbait. Well, I know, but and I you've triggered Ray Young, Trey's dad. But no, I do agree with some of what Ray said. He's not going to take shots at Quinn, but Quinn, do your job, man. What are you doing here?
He's not helping.
I'm not worried.
We are. Blank, first caller says Blank is going to have a serious conversation and look in the face of Raheem Morris and says, I'm done with it. Second caller says, let's have some professional pride with our teams. Yeah. Tired of getting dumped on.
Where's your pride, Willie?
We're asking you what Atlanta sports fans you want for Christmas. College Park Johnny, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Merry Christmas. Hey, man.
Hey, Deuce and Bell. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's, man.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, only thing I want for Christmas for sports fan, two things. Georgia, go ahead and get that national title. Number two, Mr. Blank, if you want to win a championship,
go buy the Braves. That's the only way he's going to get a chip.
I mean, technically, you know, if we're going to get a hockey team, that's what I want for Christmas. I want a hockey team.
Okay.
Add that to my list.
Put a billion in there.
Well, that's it. I got two tickets. I'm on Powerball for two.
Put a billion in there.
I won $7 the other day, Day-Day, so I reinvested it.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
By the way.
Mike Bell's doing his part.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm kicking in. For whoever the dude is, the dude, I'm in for $500 million if I win this lottery. I'm bringing hockey back.
I love it, man. I would love to get hockey back as well. It's just, you know, and this idea, can we support it? We've seen lesser markets support it.
Mm-hmm.
We know we can.
Just no matter where you put the joint.
Yes.
Where you put in the arena.
Yeah.
And
all
I think
right.
The folks in Forest, I think they got the spot. I'd love to see Tony Rashford throw his hat in the ring, but of course, you got people say they'll never come downtown and watch hockey.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, the way downtown's being revitalized, this thing's going to be popping. It's right. Going to be popping downtown, Mike.
I think, and hey, you know, and by the time the NBA, the NHL gets around to it, maybe we'll have hovercraft, Carl, so we can get downtown and avoid the connector.
404-726-0929. We'll continue to take your phone calls because we want to know, as an Atlanta sports fan, what you want for Christmas. All right, when we come back, daily downloads on the way. More on this Hawks loss. Also, the Falcons had intentions to re-sign Jamal Agnew to the practice squad after releasing him last week, but the Commanders claimed him. We really didn't even talk about this, did we? That went under the radar. Like, they let Agnew go instead of letting the special teams coordinator go.
Right, right. A guy that couldn't really decide, you know, when it was a good time to maybe catch the ball or let it go in the end zone.
All right. Raheem Morris is on the way, guys. It's Wednesday. We're normally at Flowery. Today it's Christmas Eve, so he will join us on the phone. It's on the way here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yes, it's a Christmas song. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are your home for all of the live football action this holiday season. Guys, join us tomorrow. NFL triple header starting at 12:30. Cowboys and Commanders. That's Dallas at Commanders. Followed by Detroit at Minnesota and then Denver at KC. It's all brought to you by the Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today. Apply at djj.georgia.gov. That's holiday season football with the NFL triple header tomorrow starting at 12:30 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, Christmas dinner, do you eat early, late? How does that operate with football being on now?
Well, again, my mother-in-law, for maximum convenience, gets in tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, yes, look forward to heading up to the airport right in the middle of all the football and come on back. And then
you could send an Uber.
You know what? Great idea. But no, we're going to get some steaks. Matter of fact, I stopped by, thanks to Kimberly at Cleaver and Cork. They're good friends with the guys at Buckhead Butcher Shop. And anyway, she had some steaks on hold for me. So I got a couple of ribeyes and all the fixings like they do at Buckhead Butcher Shop. So everything's ready to go.
Nice.
So I got the mac and cheese and the cream spinach, just like you get at a steakhouse, like New York Prime or anything like that. So anyway, all set. Stopped in it. But it was a madhouse, even folks getting their steaks and their fish and everything else.
Yeah, because everybody's trying to prepare for whatever dinners they're going to be, you know, cooking over either tonight or certainly tomorrow. And yeah, those last-minute things are fine. If you are at Costco trying to Christmas shop here at 2:25 in the afternoon, good luck. That's all we're saying because that's a whole nother animal. But, yeah, man, I with the football on, I kind of treat this now like Thanksgiving where I want to eat it. I want to eat early so I can enjoy and maybe go back and get some leftovers a little bit later. Kind of same kind of idea with Thanksgiving with three games being on tomorrow. But remember, and Day-Day, we'll have to double check because I think one is on Netflix. They're all over the place tomorrow. One's on Peacock, right, streaming. So all these games is just not going to be available. There's two on Netflix. Oh, that's right. They picked up two.
That's right.
So two on Netflix, one on Peacock tomorrow.
Prime. I guess we'll get to see
Amazon Prime.
Get to see Elle Duncan, right? Hosting, jumping in a character on Netflix.
I don't know. Is she going to be? Is that kicking in yet?
No, her first event's going to be a. And I kid you not, it's going to be a tightrope walk.
What?
Oh,
okay.
That's her first official Netflix event. It's going to be a tightrope walk. Yes.
Was it like? Skyscraper tightrope?
Type on those lines, yeah. That's the first one's going to be.
Interesting. All right. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Hey, man, Raheem Morris is on the way.
Tightrope walk.
Yeah.
What is this, ABC's Wide World of Sports?
Well,
you Evel, know Knievel going to jump some school buses, well, too?
If the guy doesn't have a safety harness, I will watch.
Now, I will say this. I remember as a kid. Now,
David, just say it.
For you youngsters out there, how many kids right now would have to be in counseling? Remember, are you old enough to remember when Carl Willenda fell between the two buildings in San Juan?
No.
Oh, yeah. Live on ABC, man.
Boop. Done?
Yep.
Oh, no.
That's our childhood. These kids would be in therapy for weeks on that stuff. We had cartoons like Johnny Quest, Roger Race Benton had a 45 on his hip.
Yeah, sure.
Skyscraper Live, where free solo climber Alex Honhold scales Taipei 101.
Okay.
Maybe I will watch.
That tall, giant tall building in Taipei, Taiwan?
Yeah. No safety harness?
I hope he does.
Look, right. I'm not morbid in that way. I'm just saying, like, that adds to the excitement. Let's be honest. If somebody's going to climb a damn building, I want to see.
There was one where it was like Fox, like 15, 20 years ago, where the guy was walking. And, you know, I'm a man of faith, but he was, like, saying, like, prayers the entire time. And I'm like, hey, man, maybe this is the wrong time to be, like, I don't know if God is like, hey, dude, like, I realize that you love me and all, but don't start calling my name out when you're doing the dumbest thing possible right now. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, was not on Wide World of Sports, was in TV in Puerto Rico. I just saw it later on.
Okay.
I know that we.
I didn't know. I'd never seen that.
I know that somehow, some way, WPIX in New York had the footage.
Now, I will tell you this while we're talking about this, and this is random and obscure. Skywalkers, I mentioned this a while back.
Right.
A Love Story is on Netflix. Now, if you want to see something crazy, this couple.
Okay.
Who basically go from place to place and climb the highest buildings in those cities. It is one of the most craziest thing I've ever seen. But anyways, that is on Netflix. But I think that came out last year, and then I talked about it, Mike, because I was just sitting there, and they filmed this, I think, over a two-year period because they broke into some of these buildings they weren't allowed in and then worked their way to the top of the roof. And they are the ones who go out on the far end.
Okay, the ledges. On the
takes selfies.
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
I get, you know, and I watch some of that stuff when you see it on Instagram, whatever. It's like that even gets my stomach turning watching that stuff.
Yeah, and there's nothing like, they have no safety harnesses or anything. All right. Now I will watch. Now that you've told me that, Horn. Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays.
We'll have to get Elon to talk about this event.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to say anything bad, but Mike always says this. Like, if you add this element, okay, the real element of death, then it creates this. This is why the gladiator thing worked.
Right.
Okay?
I mean, look,
you had thousands of people in a coliseum fight to the death.
Now, again, not to be morbid, but, you know, we lost Dale Earnhardt, and that changed the sport. NASCAR has never been the same. The racing has never been as good.
No.
There was always a risk. Now, yeah, you don't want to see anybody lose their life if you can prevent it. But then the sexiness or the, you know, that aspect, I know that's grim, but you know, there's a risk involved.
Well, that's
race car driving is dangerous. It and is. When you make the cars, they're so they protect the driver so well, now the racing sucks.
Did you see this real quick before we get into some other things? Florida State quarterback Castellanos.
Yes, there's nobody left. I will be playing quarterback for Florida State.
He's going to NFL?
No, he thinks he's going to the NFL.
I was
going to
say, who's drafting him? He didn't have
a
great
year. He's just leaving Tallahassee. That's what he's doing.
I got another word, arena. Okay. I mean, Castellanos,
he's
great.
He's 5'11", Mike.
Wonderful kid. He said what he said about Alabama. You know, they never seen him. He backed it up. And then it was all downhill from there for Florida State.
15 touchdowns, 9 picks.
Gus Malzahn and him, that first game against Alabama was insane. And then afterwards, a lot of missed throws and interceptions and just bad. Great, love the kid's moxie. Run up the flagpole, man. Maybe somebody tries to use you as just a running back.
Why are these guys? I mean, I know why. But the idea, he was trying to stay in college, for those
Correct.
Who don't know. He appealed for another year, then he dropped his appeal. These guys are trying to stay in college 8-9 years now. It's unbelievable.
Because you can make as much. You'll make more money sticking around in college than you will be in a fifth, obviously, fourth or third. Hell, even a second-round pick.
So they got to cap this, though. They've got to cap this,
when?
Right?
Who?
Who?
T.J. Finley was the guy who just left with Texas State or whatever who appealed. He's appealing for a seventh year to play as a quarterback.
7 years?
My guess is that I guess he figures he's going to get paid more in college than he would out of college by this point.
Yeah.
So keep getting those NIL checks while you can get them.
The pandemic did give everybody an additional year, but it feels like it gave everybody 3 more years. Right? If you were in school during the pandemic and you got that additional year. But now, Mike, we're so far past that. It feels weird.
No, I mean, you know, some guys, I'll add this to my list. I probably have about 15 things on my sports list for Christmas.
Yes.
Want my old college football back. Now, not without the kids getting paid. Just a good a good wage. I mean, we always said this. NCAA, for
50
those.
50 grand? What's that?
Yeah, but you don't remember. I mean, hell.
What's that?
Slide it. 100 grand. I think every kid gets 100 grand.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking, and you can slide it down to like the long snapper. You get 10 grand, Sparky. It's the merit system. But I mean, the starting quarterback, the wide receivers, those guys get 100 grand. You could have done that if you just took, half a percent of all the TV revenue 25 years ago. And you could allow for a cost of living increase. But the NCAA, with all that nonsense, you know how that went. Here we are. They blew it.
Yeah, they did. All right. And also, while we're talking about craziness, just real quick, Brock Bowers' season is over, should I say. Bowers, again, named to his second straight Pro Bowl with a bum at quarterback.
Yep.
Okay, Geno's not been great this year. He's been battling a knee injury for 6 weeks. This kid kept going out there. What a player this dude is, man. Played 3 games through a ligament injury, a bone bruise in his left knee. But they have shut him down, and it's the right decision. But, Mike, he has recorded the most receiving yards by a tight end in his first 2 seasons in NFL history.
Right. That's like we talked earlier about, you know, Kyle Pitts. When you take where he is now, add those 4 touchdowns he's just scored in the last couple of weeks, Kyle Pitts is right up there with the elites. He's only behind McBride, who we shut down from Arizona last week, as far as tight end plays, as far as receptions and yards. There's a few guys with more tight ends with more catches or touchdowns, but Pitts could be a Pro Bowler. He was a Pro Bowler as a rookie, which is unheard of, because normally there's we talked about the reputation, right?
That's
the
right.
Veterans vote on this. Here's a guy that was given it because they recognized the skills and has never made it back to the Pro Bowl. And now this year, because maybe the rest of the league thinks the same way we think about him.
All right.
You know, effort is kind of uneven.
Yeah, you know what I want for Christmas as an Atlanta sports fan? A consistent Kyle Pitts.
How about that?
Hey, check this. Bowers needed 107 more yards. So with him being shut down, he won't have a chance to catch Mike Ditka for having the most yards in his first 2 seasons in NFL history by being shut down. He would have got that. So he is not going to be able to achieve that milestone. Hey, man, 404-726-0929. We are asking you that question today, and we'll continue to take your phone calls throughout the course of the show. We're on till 6, so if you want to jump in, you're rolling around. Hey, man, join the party. All right.
Hey, I found this great picture. Thanks to my buddy Jimmy, who I went to high school with. He listens to us occasionally down in Dallas,
What's
Texas.
What's up, Jimmy?
Jimbo. He found this picture of Bruce Willis. And who's the actor? Oh, I played Hans Gruber.
He passed away recently.
Alan Rickman.
That's right.
And this must have been a year or two after Die Hard came out, and they're in pajamas, and they're fighting over a Lego Nakatomi Plaza set. So anyway, if you want to check it out, it's a pretty good, like, you'd send to your boys. It's like a Merry Christmas digital card. Anyway, it's up there at Mike Bell ATL on Twitter.
All right, man, we're coming back. We're awaiting Ra to join us, Coach Raheem Morris, as we get ready for the Rams. They are practicing, getting ready, even though it's Christmas Eve, and they'll probably practice tomorrow, I'm sure. That's just the way things are in the National Football League. Maybe shorter practice. Maybe not as long. We'll ask Ra about that and much more. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It is Dukes and Bell as we get ready for Christmas and the new year on Christmas Eve. Yes, we are here. We are awaiting Raheem Morris to join us. Bijan Robinson is going to join us as well as the Falcons get ready for the Rams on Monday night. And Monday, just a reminder, we're going to be over at the Signia, which is right there next to Mercedes-Benz Stadium from 2 to 4 during the show, getting ready. It's a long day from the standpoint of, for Mike and I, not complaining in any way, shape, or form. Just saying we, you know, are usually guys, as the season has gone on, we did this for Thursday night, we did it for Monday night, but we do the show, Mike, and then you're hanging out and you're trying to wait and see, you know, what you want to do. You just don't booze from, you know, the time we get off until the game. And but the game is a Monday night. And look, I just hope we show up and play a really good game. Like, mistake-free football, Mike, not the silly, dumb things. We're one of the least penalized teams, guys, even though it doesn't feel that way because of the way the season has gone. The penalties and the mistakes, for the most part, a lot of that stuff has happened, at least mistake-wise, on special teams, right?
Right.
When you talk about the offense, one of the least penalized teams in the leagues. That's why that whole thing when Tampa Bay, you know, had 17 penalties or whatever we had, it just didn't feel right. But I say that. You're going to need a clean game against Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make mistakes. And look, they're going to be in their fields. All of a sudden now, they were in the driver's seat. Now, not so much. San Francisco, I mean, you look at the battle. That division is just stacked with Seattle. And the way that Seattle kind of just could not – you couldn't stop them. That vaunted – you know, they've had injuries. And Robert Saleh's done a fantastic job. So much so, he's probably catapulted himself right back into the job market. And he'll get some serious consideration again, despite what – some would say you can't – no one can fix the Jets. You know what I mean? That might be the attitude.
It feels that way.
And does Salah, has Salah learned from that experience the way Belichick learned? Because, you know, that's the thing with Raheem. I mean, what did he learn from his time in Tampa Bay? You know, we've already talked about the coaches you hired, the trouble you got into with Jimmy Lake last year. You know, we were debating, you know, this offense looked really good. The fourth down plays were kind of, you know, they were really tough up the middle. That's one thing about Arizona. Dave Archer told us that yesterday, and you saw it with your own eyes. And I think that Zach Robinson's gotten better. You know, the play calling I thought was great. But why was third down such a disaster for such a long part of the season where we lost the script?
Yeah, it really is one of those mysteries that maybe they know, maybe they don't know, or maybe they just chalk it up to crazy football. One of the things that we'll be watching on Sunday, and we'll be back in Monday, you know, next week, Giants and Raiders play this week in the 4 o'clock window, guys. They're playing for the first overall pick. Both teams are 2-13. And you want to talk about tanking, and we hear this all the time. Well, just tank. Watch that game.
Right.
But nobody's going to lay down. There'll be fumbles and things that'll happen like in a normal football game. But like the Giants are going to come out, Mike, and take a knee every play and try to tank the game because they want the number one overall pick. But literally that game this weekend, when you start talking about the importance of it, the Jets are 3-12, but these two teams are 2-13, and then you're going to get into the tiebreakers with the 3-12 or 3-13 teams, whatever that's going to look like moving forward. Then you got 1 week left. But I think whoever loses this game is probably going to have the first overall pick.
Right. And, you know, the Raiders need that star quarterback. The Raiders need that reset. Now, I don't know. It always seemed like it was strange.
Is Brady making that pick? Is Brady?
Well, they say he is really involved. I mean, the thing is, Pete Carroll, you know, thought he could reconnect with Geno and do some special stuff. And, you know, I got to be honest. I mean, Geno, we all know there's a ceiling with Geno, and you're seeing it. And I'm surprised that Pete Carroll got back in the game.
Me too.
And it ain't working. So, but regardless, whoever that quarterback is going to be, you may have one coach and offensive coordinator for one season and then somebody else the next year. But you need to reset, and you need a star, a superstar to be the face of that team.
Let me ask you this, too, while we're talking about that situation with the Raiders. You know, Shedeur Sanders is finishing the season out. Stefanski may not be there, right?
Yeah, I mean, what has Stefanski done that, you know, earns him that? I mean, I get it. The injuries, and they didn't activate Deshaun Watson. No. They could have. They did not take him off the PUP list.
And it's smart.
Right.
I mean, we knew he wasn't going to play, but I just feel like, okay, he's rehabbing. He's coming back. We'll see where that goes. Look, the Deshaun Watson experiment there is over.
Cleveland 3-12. Miles Garrett could be the sack leader and set the sack record on a 3-12 team.
I know. It's awful. But Shedeur, for everybody saying, oh, he's finally getting a shot, and regardless, the commitment for him next season, if Stefanski's not there, I'm just telling, like, a new coach comes in, what happens?
I don't know. Probably a good thing because seems like Stefanski never liked him in the first place.
Yeah, that's
the way he's handled it.
That's the way it feels.
And a lot of folks have written about it, so I don't know.
All right. 404-726-0929. We're asking you today, having some fun here on Christmas Eve, what do you as an Atlanta sports fan want for Christmas? What do you want? And as we said, a couple of callers, they said they want Mr. Blank to have a serious conversation with Raheem Morris. He's not firing him, but he's done with whatever this is, and he needs to get it right. One of our callers said we want some professional pride with our teams. He's tired of our teams getting dumped on. One of our callers said, hey, I want UGA to win the title. Mike, we hadn't even really they're close, guys.
Hey, look,
they're close.
Put them up there with certainly Ohio State, the way Ohio State looked against Indiana. Indiana, I mean, Alabama. This is where if we could have just jumped to this, or obviously Alabama had to play Oklahoma, but you know, if Vandy had been in, you know, we talked about Notre Dame, but now the rubber hits the road.
Yeah.
All these games are really, really good, you know, and I can't wait. I give Georgia, certainly earlier in the year, we talked to Connor Riley. He felt the young defense, he just didn't trust it. And the way the defense has come around, Gunnar Stockton throwing absolute dimes. The worst Gunnar Stockton has looked is that Georgia Tech game. And I thought some of it was being by design. They just shut it down once they had the Bobo injury, right? Like the shock to the system, the way Tech was getting after him. Now, that aside, Gunner has been, Heisman candidate worthy this season.
He is. And the fact that he's coming back, Mike, there's going to be a lot. If they win it, there's going to be a lot of hype surrounding Gunner going into next season, which may be great as far as him getting the recognition that we talk about we want to see Georgia quarterbacks get going into a season. Usually it just feels like the Georgia quarterback is kind of an afterthought. And then these guys go out and they ball out, because that was the case with Stetson Bennett.
Right.
Nobody was talking about him for Heisman, yet the kid went out and won two chips for you. I feel that way about Gunnar Stockton. It's like, hell, you had Paul Feinbaum apologizing for what he thought Gunnar was going to be. So if they win it, and I say that because – The further you go, the more recognition, the more exposure you're going to get. And if you're not a Georgia fan, and I know everybody thinks that everybody around the country is, but these national championship games have elevated the presence of Georgia around the country in a way where fans are, yeah, I know it's a good program, but I don't maybe not know their players. And then you get into these games, Mike, these big games, and your quarterback plays his butt off. I think it helps Gunnar big time.
Yeah, I mean, use Zach Branch, and we talked about, you know, his importance in the game plan, the run game. You know, Ole Miss, this is a team which you guys know went first, you know, seven. I mean, think about that. The first five series, they put seven on the board. And then we went back and looked at it, and then they shut it down. Georgia's defense, and maybe this time around, I just don't know how discombobulated Ole Miss is from their week. That was a glorified scrimmage against Tulane.
It was.
We talked about the coaches that are shuttling back and forth because Lane demands it. But, man, I just don't know how that will translate to this game plan. Or do you say, hey, it's still the, you know, it's the Jims and Joes, and Ole Miss can hang with Georgia. But then there's the decisions that Lane Kiffin might have made in the heat of the moment. It will not be there.
No.
Because he's not going to be on the sideline.
No, I agree. That may be the defining thing in this. By the way, we've not mentioned, and we've got all week to talk about it, because the game won't be played. Actually, it's going to be played on the 27th. I say all week because we're out of here early. But Georgia Tech, Mike, Georgia Tech BYU, it is the Pop-Tart Bowl. And
special sprinkles on the stripes on the helmet. You see that?
I did. But for Georgia Tech and them to go out on a winning note, because we know coaches lost, Coach Brent Key's lost some players and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's just a part of what's going on in college football. But I think this is going to be a good game. I really do. You know, Haynes King says, I'm going out with my guys, right? He's going out there and playing. BYU's really good. I think this game, it's a 3:30 start on ABC, by the way, if you are watching that game on Saturday. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Tech does here to finish the season, Mike, because they have to build on what they did this year. It's a shame that Pitt game just stands out in my mind for the chance and the opportunity they had, and that was the season for me. That was the moment.
Yeah, I worry that Georgia Tech's defense can handle BYU's offense.
Good point.
That's going to be the concern. And look, they got up for the rivalry game against Georgia. We just talked about that with Gunnar Stockton. That's arguably the best the Tech's defense had looked. Look how many points they gave up in Syracuse. We talked about that horrible game against Boston College. And where are their heads going to be? This is the great debate. You know, coaches want that extra few weeks of practice. You said it, Brent. Maybe he already knew that he was going to lose Buster Faulkner, that he was going to lose Aaron Filo to Florida. But, you know, this still, you want to end, as you said, you want to end with some positivity and hopefully some guys whose heads are screwed on straight for next season.
Yeah. These bowl games have been hard to predict, though.
Right, because of all the things we just talked about.
Yeah, they've been hard, man. A school like Army, for example, right? They're playing Saturday. They're playing UConn. We know all Army's guys are there. Because they're not going anywhere. Like, that team is intact. You look around college football, and some of these teams aren't intact, Mike. And you're like, yeah, they were the better team during the regular season, but some of these guys are not on the team now.
Right. I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. Where's Clemson going to go? What's Clemson going to be? You know, they're playing Penn State. How about that? Clemson versus Penn State. When we started the season, where we thought these teams were going to be, I did not think anyone on their bingo card had the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
I know.
Right?
No.
Because this was the year that Clemson was going to get it together.
Yeah. Wasn't Penn State number one at one point this season? I want to say, weren't they two? It had to be early in the season.
They're the only team to be in the preseason poll and then to drop completely out of the top 25 to be that high.
Mm. Yeah. That game's what, Saturday too? I think it is. Yeah. Saturday at noon. All right.
I don't know. Do you have any feelings about the Fresno State Miami of Ohio battle in the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl?
No, I'm just looking forward to the halftime show. I mean, I don't even know what the halftime show is. I have no expectations whatsoever, Mike.
I mean, North Texas versus San Diego State in the Isleta, New Mexico Bowl. Yeah. I mean, yes, there are too many bowls. Way too many bowls.
Yeah.
You know, these are not the bowls that need to be ramped into the playoffs. These are bowls that need to go away.
Well, but they keep adding.
Well, because, again, somebody will watch, but we've rewarded mediocrity. You know, it used to be you had to have 8 or 9 wins to go to a bowl, not be 6-6.
Virginia, a 10-win team. North Texas, 11-win team.
Right.
I mean, BYU's an 11-win team. Like, that's...
You're going to a bowl where somebody's dressed up as a Pop-Tart. It's going to jump into a little toaster oven.
Yeah, at least it's not the mayonnaise bowl. The mayonnaise.
Was he Louisville? What was that bowl last night with the chili?
Oh, yeah.
I saw somebody had a pretty funny meme saying, oh, man. He goes, those players are going to destroy that flight home. You have to fumigate that plane.
A little gassy. All right, man. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Raheem Morris is set to join us. Stay there. 3 o'clock hour straight ahead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.